Glory to Jesus Christ. When we read words of Holy Fathers, very often we find their warning. They say, be careful. Be careful because you can fall to illusion in your spiritual life. And there are a lot of these traps which are prepared by our passions or evil one through demons. These traps which whispers to our ear that, well, you are doing just fine. You are good. You don't need to do anything more in your relationship with God, because everybody probably should live this faith like you are living. And it is really pleasant to listen to these thoughts. It's really pleasant to listen to this whispering, and it is really pleasant to stay in this state. And Holy Fathers, they say, you have to discern every day. You have to ask God for this, give a discernment to know what is going on in your heart, to recognize all these traps. And one of these illusions, which are very common now, and it came through last decades, came to some kind of like almost general part of our spiritual life, is that we think that salvation is easy. That we think that, well, it's enough to say, I believe in Christ. I know about Christ. And I am not a bad person. So I will go to heaven. It's easy thought, and we are attracted to this because it gives us pleasant feeling that we are fine, there are good people, and it takes away this fear from death because we think that we are going to heaven immediately. But it's not so easy. And the gospel today is really quite disturbing. Look, this young man came and he asked a very important question. Christ, what I am supposed to do to have eternal life? And I would like to stop here, because I would like to ask a question, and I don't expect the answer now, but ask yourself, when it was last time when you asked priest this question? When was last time when you asked yourself this question? When was the last time when you reached gospel to find answer for this question, another book from Holy Fathers or explanation? When was the last time when we came in front of God with this question, the most important question of life, what I am supposed to do to have eternal life, to be saved? Well, my experience as a priest is that it's very rare that somebody approaches me with that. During almost 30 years, maybe 4-5 people. But this is job of priest, to help those who are looking for to show the way, what to do, which path to choose to go to eternal life. But well, let's keep that, because you can answer me, well, we don't need that, because Christ gave answer to this young man. So we know what to do. So what was the answer? What Christ said for the, on this question, very important question, he said, keep commandments. Keep commandments. Easy, isn't it? Keep commandments. So it is so, clear what we are supposed to do, and, well, still, isn't it some kind of pride in our heart that we know we don't do this in fullness, and still we have this extra huge hope, and without, when we don't worry even about our salvation. We know that we are not able to keep commandments in fullness, so we give up, and some kind of foolishly we think that somehow God will arrange this. God will not. And in the end of the this story, we can see that this young man left and he was sad. Christ didn't start to run after him and say, wait, 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 I will lower my conditions, just come back. Don't worry, it will be everything okay. No. God gave us his law because of hardness of our hearts. Because we are not able to love and from love to live this angelic life. And he gave us this possibility to choose. This is my law, this is my path. Are you taking or not? And believe me, if you make decision not, he will not force us to stop. He will respect our decision. It's important then to listen what he, what was happening there, this exchange of two important things. What am I supposed to do to get salvation, to be saved, to enter to eternal life? I have to ask this question every day. And every day, Christ will tell me, at first keep commandments. Many times we want something, more, something extra. We want something mystical almost. But this is first step, because without keeping commandments, we cannot enter to this intimate life with Christ. We even don't know him. Those who come on this book study on Mondays, so we were talking about words of this same Bishop Ignatius, and he said about commandments this thing. If you keep commandments, you are opening yourself to God's mysteries. If you keep commandments, God gives you this knowledge from above, which helps you to come closer to God. And look how many people are called today. How many people are really don't understand what does it mean to live with Christ. They have own projects, own thoughts, own ways how to live with Christ. There are involved these charities, activities, whatever. and they think that they are doing something, and but they don't have this relationship with God, and this is why our Christianity is so cold, not attractive. But we cannot come to this knowledge of Christ making some kind of jump to keep life busy, filled with breaking God's law. And if we do this, how can we come to knowledge of God? How can we come to His presence so closely that He would make this decision? He was demanding from this young man, come and follow me, give away everything and follow me. He was not able to do this. Path to this knowledge which comes from above comes through keeping commandments. If we are faithful in this, God will give us strength to understand not only why those commandments are important for us, but He will give us ability to know Him deeper and deeper. How can we know what are commandments of Christ? There is a very good practice, asketical practice, and many Christians, they do this. They read gospel with this intention to find commandments. Because what are commandments? That bishop I told, this Bishop Ignatius says, whole teaching of Christ is commandment. So those Christians, they read gospel with a paper on the side, and they, when they recognize in His words some kind of command, instruction for our life, they put it down. They write it down. And then every day they use these verses for examination of conscience. Was my day fulfilled with this fulfilling commandments or not? If not, they confess it. They receive forgiveness of sins and they start again. This is very important. If we pray complain, we can find out that there is a Psalm 119, the longest psalm in the Psalter. And the longest psalm in the Psalter is filled with crying of man, asking and praying for God for power, for understanding of commandments, and for power to fulfill commandments. The longest psalm is prayer of a man who is asking God for this grace. Every day we are invited to pray this psalm because this is important. Every day. You know that I had a problem last weekend, and these moments are very important when they come to life, because then you see that nothing is important in life. The only thing is important, you, if you have this hope which comes out from faithfulness life to approach God. This is the most important thing in our life. So let's pray during this liturgy. May God's grace make our hearts and minds able to accept this challenge, to change even radically our life in order to keep Christ's commandments. Amen.